Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to start this Friday's show. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's go with the bad news.
The bad news, if you're going on vacation, you got to really go on vacation in order to enjoy it. According to a new study, 1 in 5 say they're more likely to check their email and answer work calls if they're closer than 1,000 miles away from their boss. So the study says you have to be 1,000 miles away from your boss in order to fully relax.
We can't get far enough away from that horse and son of a bitch, Bossy Rossi. How far is about 1,000 miles? What is that like?
So across,
midway through Texas?
Yeah, like across the country is about 3,000 miles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd have to go Chicago, say, to be 1,000 miles away.
No, or Chicago's further than 1,000 miles.
No, I mean, but what are you going to stop at before that?
Like maybe Denver?
Is Denver 1,000 miles away?
I don't know, but like
Google mapping it right now, man.
All right.
Would you happen
to... Oh, boy. I have it set to walk.
How long does it take to walk to Denver?
12 days to walk 12 to
days.
Denver.
All right.
That's not bad.
Not bad. What are you talking about?
That'd be more.
So, okay, not Denver. Denver's only 760 miles. So more like Kansas City or St. Louis.
Exactly. So go to Chicago.
Yeah.
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 But would you... Is that like without like Wi-Fi or...
No. I mean,
phones or anything like that?
You're going to have all of that stuff with you on vacation is what they're assuming. Unless you're like Mahoney, who actually can unplug. I hate unplugging. Mahoney loves it. So he'll go on a week-long vacation, and he won't talk to anyone.
I don't think
he goes on a cruise. He's just like, you can't talk to me because I'm in the middle of the ocean.
I don't think I can.
I'm in my house, bitch.
I'll be on a cruise ship buying the $9 a megabyte Wi-Fi because
you are single-handedly funding those cruises.
I am.
Like, because that doesn't cost them anything.
Cost them nothing.
You're like, yeah, I'm just gonna burn money. No, I cannot wait, man. Like,
go up to the captain's quarters and be like, hey, could we get a little closer to shore as we're just headed down south here? I just want to get a little Wi-Fi coverage.
Have you tried it going like five or six days?
Never.
Why? 5 or 6 days?
Well, because after a day, I hate it.
Why?
Because I like what I do.
I like
working. I don't like long vacations. I don't know if my wife is listening. Sorry, babe. No, I've never liked long vacations where especially I'm disconnected. Mm-hmm. I love going on vacation, but I like what I do, so being away from it for a long period of time isn't like, this is so great.
I love what I do, too, but I appreciate it more when I go on vacation than I miss it, Dave.
Yeah.
It's like, set it free, and if it loves you, it will return.
And just like all those girlfriends that you had in high school that never came back.
I didn't have any girlfriends in high school.
Oh. What's sadder?
We're coming back any day now.
Good news today. An Indiana man won $1 million in one of those slot tournaments we were talking about at the M Resort. Yeah.
Is that the good news? I mean, an Indiana man. Why is this carpetbagger coming to town taking on money?
Just because we were talking about slot tournaments and wondering whether or not people actually won any money in them.
And there we go.
It was the 5th annual Marquee Million Slot Tournament. The Marquee Rewards players participated in events across the United States as Marquee Rewards Casino at Marquee Rewards Casinos to qualify. Aside from the grand prize, $10,000 in free slot playing comps were also awarded the players throughout. And this guy won $1 million in it. So
damn.
Good for him, man.
We got proof then. People do win.
It does happen. Unfortunately, it's a man named Dick from Indiana.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys, you know EDC is in town. When you see four dudes in Speedos and flip-flops and light-up necklaces standing in front of the Rio.
Message deleted.
Oh, it's going to be an interesting weekend here in Las Vegas.
The people watching must be great.
It's never a bad time, though. You know, like the EDC people are always just so laid back. It's like there's never any problems when the EDC people come to town. It's fine.
Yeah, they go up to the Speedway. Some of them do drugs. Some of them do too many drugs.
Traffic is a pain in the ass.
There's
Other
not
than that,
like
who cares?
Random violence and stuff. If anybody gets hurt, it's the people who are doing it to themselves. You do you.
Thankfully, they moved it back this year, so it's no longer in the middle of June.
That's what I was like, isn't it usually like in June?
Yeah,
it is. And,
okay,
and people
yeah,
would always die because it's so hot.
Yeah.
And I always thought that more people would die because it is so hot during that time. But they just said, you know, we're going to move it back to May. And very wise. I mean, here we go. It looks like it's going to be a warm weekend, certainly, but not as balls hot as it has been these past couple of years.
90s or hundreds.
Yeah, I mean, this year it's saying tomorrow's going to be 92 as a high, Sunday 92 as the high, and then Monday 86 as the high.
And it's not going to be the worst thing in the world.
We're not talking triple digits, which is probably a good thing if you're standing in the middle of a speedway.
Come here, spend your money, then go about your business.
Then leave.
Yeah. See you.
Good to have you, though.
Please leave good a day. Message after the tone.
Silky, silky Sylvia. So, before the weekend hits, and it's Friday, you got that Friday feeling, let's release some of that anger you've been holding in. What's something that's been chapping your behind? What's been making you mad lately?
Message deleted.
Mahoney got the same question yesterday, and now it's being slung over to Sylvia. What's chapping your behind, Sylvia? What's making you mad?
Nothing really, to be perfectly honest.
Nothing is making you mad?
No. Not like really, really angry, no.
The constant lack of sex now that you're single?
Who said I'm having lack of sex?
Oh, goodness.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We are just getting me? Word. I can't do this.
It's top stories.
There was a bunch of reports floating around last night about an active shooter at the Boulevard Mall. Was not the case. There was no shots fired. There was nobody hurt. There was somebody that was waving around something that turned out to be a fake gun. It was a masked man that was arrested Thursday evening after he walked into the Boulevard Mall with a fake gun, terrified shoppers and workers, forced authorities to evacuate the building. Police received several reports just before 7 p.m. of a person with a rifle in the mall. Late Thursday, police say the mall was clear and that there was no cause for concern in the surrounding neighborhoods. The moron was taken into custody and police discovered the rifle was fake.
Yeah.
What on earth are you doing?
He was trying to get killed. Trying to get killed.
Stop that, man.
I started seeing reports last night and on Twitter and everything else popping up, and there wasn't a whole lot of information available quick, you know, and your heart just kind of sinks.
Yeah, it's just like this huge police presence and another thing here in Las Vegas, and, you know, we don't need that sort of thing.
Glad that the first responders got there, took care of it, and...
I hope they really put a knee like right in the back of his neck as they were cuffing him, you know? Like it really just kind of like grind it in there.
Yeah, if you're going to wave around a gun or a fake gun in a place trying to cause terror to somebody, you should get your ass whooped. I don't care what you know, the people are like, whatever. No. You were trying to scare people.
Yep.
Should
you're terrorizing.
Should be
people.
An ass whooped.
You know what you're doing.
Or more.
Yeah. So freeway closures being scaled back this weekend to accommodate EDC. We were talking about EDC being in town this weekend, and the US 95 in the area just below the 15. So Spaghetti Bowl will now close from midnight tonight to 4 a.m. Monday, shaving off 3 hours of the previously announced closure. All of the ramps connecting those freeways will remain open. So they're trying to accommodate as well as they can. There's obviously a ton of construction that's inconveniencing a whole lot of people every single day that have to go through that area. They know that this weekend with the influx of people in town for EDC, it's going to be even worse. So they're trying to do something about it, which I appreciate.
That's good. I mean, I just can't imagine if they didn't, you know, close it.
Oh, man. If they, what do you mean if they didn't
or if
close
they, it? Or if they,
if they closed the whole thing, It would be even a bigger mess. But people going to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway for EDC are going to be slowed down even more than usual. So expect that if you're planning on going up there and enjoying the festivities. But they are trying to accommodate.
That's good.
So the Las Vegas City Council on Wednesday voted to allocate nearly $10 million in anticipated federal grants to fund local programs for homeless people, seniors, and youth. It's pretty great, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge problem here in Las Vegas for sure.
City officials expect to receive millions of dollars from various grant programs administered by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. And during the fiscal year that begins July 1, Las Vegas slated to receive $9.3 million. And they say that they're going to take a lot of that money and put it towards helping people out that are living on the street. And especially around this time of year, as the temperatures go up and up and up, I can't imagine.
It's scary.
Walking to my car is uncomfortable.
I
know.
I don't even
and you're going to your car with AC.
Yep.
I don't even look outside for like 3 months.
Too much for you?
It's just too much. Yeah. So good on them. You know, like I said, it's a major problem here that doesn't get all that much talk. And good for them, you know, because it sucks knowing that there are people out there who, you know, are in real danger during the summertime.
Sure, and a lot of people that are homeless, it's of no fault of their own. Sure, there's plenty of people who have gotten caught up in drugs and alcohol and whatever
it
may
be. They're not going to take $10 million and go out to a street corner.
Yeah,
at least I hope that. I didn't read all the fine print. I hope that's not what the case is.
If that's the plan, I'll see you on the street corner.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Some morning shows like to tell you how great they are, how high their ratings are, how many people come to their events, and why you should love them. We look for pity because we're not very good at this. That's what the blooper reel is all about.
How dare you, Dave?
What?
Tell people that they can't love me.
No, they could love you. They just have to love you, flaws and all.
You know, attention and affection and money.
I thought you said compliments made you uncomfortable.
And random back rubs. I'm all for it.
You want random back rubs from people?
Sure, why not? Just as long as you got strong hands.
All right, come here.
I said strong hands.
Not strong feet. Not strong smelling feet.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
The idea of there being a live tiger at prom, because, you know, it can eat people. That's several animals were on display. Animals. And finally, Sylvia, what do you got for us?
All right, so I am not the healthiest eater in the planet, but...
In the planet?
You live in the core, and you don't live on the planet?
She's responsible for that.
In the universe. I am not the healthiest eater in the planet.
He's the Vladimir Putin of this radio show. He wants us to, you know, next thing you know, he's going to be organizing some sort of ice hockey event for him to score 20 goals in a single game. Organizing.
Sugar?
Yep. On the board for one. Nicely done. Mercury is a common liquid used in this weather calculation device. The Waldorf Astoria will assume full operation of the property when the property opens as the Waldorf Astoria Las Vegas. It will be the brand's first property in the market. It'll get a $50 million renovation.
Oh, wow.
The Waldorf Astoria Las Vegas. There has to be accountability, right? If you go flying off the road, you don't even know what you hit. There has to be accountability, right? If you rolled a car, a $300,000 car, you're leaving the scene because you're hiding something.
No, you're not. Maybe I just don't want to deal with paying for an overpriced like life flight. An overpriced like life flight.
I am not the healthiest eater in the planet.
An overpriced
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We are just getting word.
I can't do this.
It's top stories.
So from time to time, you'll see a celebrity do a graduation commencement. And sometimes you're like, man, how cool would it be to have that person do the speech? Like, you saw the famous one from Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
And you're like, is there anyone better as you're graduating college to inspire you to go out in the real world and conquer it than a guy who has, you know, maybe not even really great formal education, but just figured out his passion, followed it, and made himself billions of dollars?
He didn't wear deodorant.
All right.
Oh.
The Rock. The Rock was preparing for one recently. I think that he would be a pretty good motivational speaker. When we were kids, Mahoney, and graduating high school, that Baz Luhrmann one was floating around about wear sunscreen.
I still love that song.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, honestly, 20-plus years later now, at this point, that song still holds very, very true.
Go back and listen to it now.
Sunscreen, still very important.
Michael Keaton.
Hell yes.
All right. He just did one. Here's how he closed it out.
I feel like Michael Keaton, they need to bring back the Batman series with Michael Keaton. But shoot Tim Burton to the moon or something. Like, don't let him anywhere near that production. Make it like a Christopher Nolan-esque Batman with Michael Keaton an older, an aging Batman who is just like crazy as hell.
I'll go ahead and say it. I don't like Tim Burton. I don't like any of his movies.
I'm with you. I think he has screwed up post. I like The Nightmare Before Christmas. I like Corpse Bride. I like his animation
was
stuff.
Was it Coraline?
The what?
Coraline or Caroline?
Whatever that show. Was that a Tim Burton one?
Yeah.
That was okay.
But
not a fan of any of his stuff.
He ruined the original Batman with Michael Keaton. It could have been so much better.
I've got one more thing to say, and it'll only take me a second. I've got two words that I want you all to remember. They're very important. And if I leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with these two words. And those two words are, I'm Batman.
I thought he was going to say something else. Some other combination of two words.
Shaquille O'Neal is selling.
That's what the world says to you. And that's right. What I feel like when you're getting ready to go into the real world, you should have that just thrown straight in your face immediately.
And then see how you're going to react, because that's going to happen to you time and time again.
Yeah.
For, you know, the next 60 years.
Strange that no one invites us to speak at graduation.
I actually got invited to speak at my high school's graduation.
You did?
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow.
They wanted to put me in the Hall of Fame.
Man, what a pathetic high school that must be.
It was like me and one dude who played for the Cardinals. the Arizona Cardinals.
He didn't even start, did he?
No, he started.
Oh, did he?
He got hurt. Wendell Bryant. Yeah, he was a stud. He was a stud. But I mean, that was...
Well, wait, so why aren't you in the Hall of Fame? You turned it down?
I turned it down.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. It just seems so self-indulgent. I don't...
You love that stuff.
Yeah,
all
but I
you
feel
do
like,
is self-indulge.
This was like 7-8 years ago, so it was still like even very early into, you know, our morning show career.
So, given the opportunity now...
I mean, I feel like now I don't like undo... adoration, you know, now that I've earned
now
it.
That you've accomplished so much.
Okay.
14th place in ratings this month. Way to go, Mahoney.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What's something that you used to love that was ruined? This one is terrifying. 214 just texted us at 73100 on the Centennial Toyota text line. I used to love amusement park rides as a kid. One day, about 10 years ago, I went to a popular amusement park with some friends and rode that ride that brings you up really high above the park and then drops you down quickly to the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
I had a great time. However, the following day, a girl had her legs severed on the very same ride at the same park by a cable breaking on the ride.
Oh, my gosh.
I am now terrified of amusement park rides.
I remember that news story, and that is horrifying. I'm a little skeptical to get on any sort of, like... roller coaster that's not permanently set up.
Are you talking about like the ones that are like at those carnival rides?
Set up. The San Gennaro Feast, like where they have a bunch of carnies that have set stuff up. You're like, nah.
I've ridden one before.
We've all been on those rides before.
But it's like always shaky.
And the whole time you're like, I'm probably going to die. I'm definitely going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't die. Cool.
Do you think that's half of the fun on something like that?
Is it thrill?
A little bit, yeah.
Because it's not really the ride's not all that scary, except for the fact that you know it's being put together by a meth head and being held together by rusty nuts.
And duct tape. Marcus joining us this morning. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, so back when I was 13 years old, I had fallen 38 feet. I crushed both my heels, and I ended up in the hospital, and they pumped me full of morphine to manage the pain while I was there. And that morning, I had eaten at IHOP and had tons of pancakes.
Oh,
and to
no.
this day, I can never eat pancakes again because the drug made me projectile vomit that stuff
everywhere. Like a pancake vomit, not it. Much like the batter, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's too bad because... Pancakes are such a joy as a kid, too.
I know.
You know?
What
I mean,
about
yeah.
what about this Belgian waffles? Same boat or different?
You know what? I've not gone towards a Belgian waffle because it's still too close to a pancake for me. I've done French toast. I can do that.
Okay.
All
right.
I mean,
so at least you found a substitute for me.
Yeah, I got substitutes. Exactly.
Similar to what Ian was talking about with the macaroni and cheese. I had macaroni and cheese with hot dogs sliced up in it as a kid. That was a delicacy in my household.
Yeah.
And one time, projectile vomit from macaroni and cheese with hot dogs in it. There was even like, sorry to be graphic, chunks of the hot dog.
Oh, that you didn't chew up.
Like,
of course there was. Because you're like, what, a young boy in a house with like four other brothers and a sister.
And the
you had to probably eat fast as hell, I imagine, right?
It was a challenge because you would eat as much as you could so that way you could get a second helping.
Yeah.
Or if there was like a pizza, whoever finished their slice first could go in for the next one. But the smell of Lysol also makes me ill because when, you know, growing up with six kids in the house, if somebody would get sick, my parents would just bust out the Lysol and spray everything.
Of course.
And so it's this direct association with just illness and the smell of Lysol grosses
me out. Mine would be oatmeal.
Because oatmeal?
Oatmeal, yeah. Like,
really?
I'll try to eat it, but it just reminds me of like high school and college and just all that stress. and I would always eat oatmeal.
You didn't get sick off oatmeal? It just reminds me of college.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right. Mikey joining us from Southwest Las Vegas. What's going on, man?
I should read it. Okay.
Mikey.
Yeah.
Tell that person to shut up.
Shut up. Who's
ever
talking to Mikey?
You shut up. You shut your face.
What's up, man?
Hey, hey. You guys are fantastic. I listen to you every day.
You're very nice. Aww. What's your story?
Love you.
We love you.
You're part of my life.
Mm. All right.
All right.
All right. Okay.
All right. Get to it.
Anyway.
No more foreplay.
It was either 94, 95, or 96, Sam Boyd Stadium, Metallica, and Alice in Chains were coming.
Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic show. Mm-hmm. I bought tickets and all that. Okay. So then Layne Staley died, and they brought in Candlebox to replace him. So to this day, I cannot handle any Candlebox.
Oh, because that you're so excited about it. And yeah, traumatic experience.
Bossy Rossi was actually just talking about bringing like Candlebox in for like a throwback show for us.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't Candlebox playing downtown?
I think so.
Yeah, they're playing on Fremont. I love Candlebox, man.
So do I.
Sorry, Mikey. That's a big loss. That's a big loss.
For me, it was Dave Matthews Band. I can never live to Dave Matthews Man ever again.
Why?
I was a huge Dave Matthews Band fan in high school. And then my my very first girlfriend that I ever had.
She broke up with you?
You know, we would listen to Dave Matthews Band together all the time. We would listen to
Crash
Dreaming Tree and you know, Under the Table and Dreaming.
Oh, yeah.
And that's still to this day?
And,
Chateau
Light. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Don't do it, Dave. I can't. Anytime I hear any song from that album, which was it was my favorite album for like forever.
Have you ever noticed there's a lot of similarities between Dave Matthews and Adam Sandler, just the way they sing. It's like Chateau Light.
That's why Adam Sandler puts them in his movies.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5. Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Something that you used to love that was ruined for you. Rob joining us from Henderson this morning. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What do you got?
Hey, so a few years back, I was torquing on a bolt underneath my brand new car, taking off the exhaust, and I was trying to do it in a hurry and only put it up on the jack. Well, the jack gave way.
No.
Well, that's what you get for twerking on a bolt, man. That's weird.
They said I was clinically dead for about 10 to 15 minutes before I was revived with paddles.
Holy crap.
Oh, my gosh.
Where did you go?
No, I don't go under cars anymore.
Did you go to heaven or did you go to hell?
You know, it's funny. People say that, and all I had was flashbacks to someone rolling dice and a telephone ringing.
Dude, you need to go to the casino right now. Or
no, Dave,
never go to the casino again. I don't know which one
luck.
It is.
That was it. Came back. Yes. That is that subconscious memory.
When
right
you were brought
there.
Back by the paddles, we were like, hello. Wow. What a crazy story. So no more getting under cars for you. That was ruined for you.
No, never. And my mom yells at my brother when he does it too.
No kidding.
Oh, wow. Well, of course.
All right, Rob. Thanks for the call, man. Glad you're not dead.
Yeah, me too.
All right, see you later.
That's scary. I mean, anytime you're under something with a jack, I'm like,
yeah. 509 said, used to love Fantagram until I heard that they were douches to you guys. Now I skip their songs every time they pop up on my iPod. Thanks, weenies.
We don't know if it was them or their management, but we still have a hard, fast rule that
Fantagram sucks.
It sucks, too, because she's gotten, like, so hot, too.
She has gotten hot, hasn't she?
I was looking at something last night. I was like, God, that chick's hot. Who is that?
And then you're like, oh, it's a chick from Fantagram. You suck.
Man, her girlfriend's hot. Oh, wait, that's Shaun White. Damn, she's hot, too.
A couple of vomit-related ones here. Loved hot Cheetos till I threw them up out of my nose. Burnt so much.
Oh, no.
Flaming hot Cheetos.
Had ramen, super spicy ramen. Uh-huh. Like I was taking a bite out of it.
Oh no!
And the whatever was in the like the little spoon that they give you, you know that like weird spoon,
a little plastic
spoon straw thing. Yeah. Like something dropped out of it and like
splashed in the
hot ramen. Like the temperature and spice level all in the eye. I was like walking around for a week looking like a pirate, just eye closed.
Shiver me timbers,
yar.
Shiver me ramen. Teresa on Facebook said, grape juice, long story short, skipped school in high school, went to a friend's house, smoked way too much pot, found some grape juice in the fridge, drank the entire bottle, and then puked the whole day. Can't even smell it now without gagging, and that was almost 40 years ago.
Wow.
That happened to me with, what was it, tequila.
Oh.
Tequila.
You drank margaritas. No.
It was like, it was for my birthday, and my friend's like, here, take this, and I was already, you know, tipsy on cider. And so, like, I drank that. Bleh.
You still drink margaritas, though. You know, the main ingredients.
I know. It took me a while to, like, get back to it.
All right.
Bleh.
That one cool girl on Twitter said, I can't hear Love Roller Coaster by Ohio Players without thinking of that.
Beavis and Butthead, right?
Yeah, that scene in the Final Destination 3 when it was ruined for me.
Every time I hear that song, I think of Beavis and Butthead, too.
Yeah.
Tell your time with the Red Hot Chili Peppers doing the cover of it.
Yes.
Yeah. 702 said, I used to love Marco and Jeets until you guys came back and ruined it.
Well, Marco's down in Florida. If
you can stream his show, listen to Country Morning Show down there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I'm sure it's fantastic.
I mean, no hard feelings against Marco. I always heard he was nice.
Whatever, you know.
I've never even met either of them.
I met him once briefly, and they were dicks to me. So
really?
I was like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Why?
I had no idea. I was happy to help out. Like, hey, here's what we did. Here's some stuff. Here's the people you should connect with. Like, day one, I come back to visit, and they're dicks to me. I'm like, okay, cool. Hope you guys get fired. And they did. Another one from 702. I used to love my wife until she cheated on me with a woman. Ooh. I feel like if you're going to get cheated on by your significant other, if they do it with somebody of the same sex that's opposite of yours, that's better than another dude or another chick, right?
That's better than like if she hooked up with Shaq.
Yeah, you're working with different tools.
Right.
Yeah.
You just don't have the plumbing.
I don't have a sandblaster. Right.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, look here. It's the Redneck Report.
You know, sometimes fights with your significant other can get a little bit out of control, but probably not this out of control. A Florida woman was mad at her boyfriend, so she tried to run him over.
Oh, boy.
Twice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah.
The 19-year-old Jasmine Levette Dewberry of Palm Bay went to her boyfriend's house on Monday. When she arrived, she allegedly became upset because the mother of her boyfriend's child was at the residence. That's when the boyfriend told Jasmine, the relationship is over, Jazz.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Backed her vehicle down the roadway and drove through her boyfriend's front yard. He attempted to jump on the hood of the vehicle but was unsuccessful. The impact flipped him over the vehicle, and he landed on his head. Ow! Her vehicle struck a tree. That's when she decided, I'm going to back up and try to run him over again.
Wow.
Rough day for dude and his baby mama.
Why is there always so much baby mama drama in people's lives, man? Like, why can't you just, like, be amicable? Be like, all right, we'll just, you know, raise this kid right, and then we'll go our separate ways when they're an adult.
Florida. Also, rivaling Florida recently, this is Ian's old stomping ground, so this kind of makes sense. Wisconsin. In this case, just outside of Milwaukee. Last week, cops in Wisconsin got a call about a 47-year-old man standing on a corner holding a sign that said, "Will work for beer." When police arrived, they found him to be, quote, dangerously drunk. And you're like, all right, they're probably being a little bit dramatic. Yeah,
dangerously drunk.
Exactly. 0.30.
Ow, whatever.
What?
Whatever.
0.08. is too drunk to be driving.
That's two beers.
0.30?
Yeah, it's like six beers.
Come on. Six golden monkeys, man.
Yeah, something like that. That's, I mean, 3-0.
That's pretty hammered. You're pretty hammered.
You're doing some work.
He wasn't lying, though. You're still out there hustling.
Why are they trying to stifle entrepreneurship there outside of Milwaukee? What is going on
here?
It's not
fair, man.
Why is Big Brother coming in and putting his thumb on the little man just trying to work for some beer? I mean, what if he just wants a case of Milwaukee's best light, Dave, to support the fine city that he lives in?
I might be 0.3. I just want to be 0.31. back down to Florida, Tobias Smith, 24 years old, faced a long list of charges stemming from a chaotic chase and crash in Daytona Beach, Florida. Police say that they tried to pull him over. He was trying to cut through a parking lot to avoid a traffic light. He gave chase, eventually hit a light pole, got out of the car, started running. Two officers caught up to him because he was sagging his pants and they fell down to his ankles, at which point he tripped and fell over.
That's why you need a belt.
In your face, Tobias. And finally, a drunk man in Florida was arrested on Sunday evening in the parking lot of a Sam's Club because, hell yeah, who doesn't want to hang out in a Sam's Club parking lot on a Sunday night? 57-year-old William Thompson.
Is Sam's Club even open on Sundays?
I don't know.
Is it still open? I know they used to be closed on Sundays. They're open again?
This 57-year-old by the name of William Thompson was reportedly lying on the curb when the police showed up.
It's a comfortable place.
He was disoriented, a little groggy, and had he peed his pants.
Did somebody put his hand in a pot of warm water?
I don't know.
Is that what happened? I mean,
police proceeded to lead him to the patrol car, and what he said next is probably what got him arrested. They said, "What's your name, sir?" And he said, "F you, a-hole." They did not think that was quite as funny as he did, and so they arrested him.
Is you his middle name?
I think so, yeah.
He had been flagging down cars with a sign that read, U.S. Vet God Army Homeless Food.
Okay.
All of those words just put together. U.S. Vet God Army
like
Homeless
a,
Food.
One of those thought clouds. You yes. know what I'm talking yeah, about? Yeah, one yeah. of those things that they always bring out in meetings in that meetings, don't mean yeah. anything.
You just got to think outside of the box. Think with your thought cloud.
Yeah.
Shut up, you corporate douche.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
You know, studies like this make me hate people. Like, who on earth does this with their food? Survey found 19% of us eat macaroni and cheese with a spoon. That bothers me. That doesn't irk me as much as some of these other ones.
It's weird to eat macaroni and cheese with a spoon. I will do it if only a spoon is clean.
Yes. Yeah.
I think you get a pass for a wooden spoon.
Like out of the, as you're making it? Yes.
If you are eating it out of the pan.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because I actually, if I'm going to be honest, anytime I make myself some deluxe Kraft macaroni
ooh,
and cheese.
Ooh, that's fancy.
I don't put it in a bowl because I don't want to do more dishes.
You just eat right out of the pan?
I eat it straight out of there and usually sometimes.
You lazy son of a
use,
bitch.
Lazy? What are you talking about? Efficient. Mm-hmm. I'm saving the planet, Dave. I watched Captain Planet on TBS when I was a kid. I know the benefits of saving the planet.
10% cut up spaghetti instead of twirling it. It's a combination, right?
It's combo. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just like endlessly twirl because then that's all you'll end up doing. Yeah. But if you sit there and like slice up your spaghetti, I hate you.
That's weird.
You choke on it.
That's weird.
This is, oh, what a monster. 22% of people eat string cheese without peeling the pieces off.
Oh, no.
Oh, you can't do that. That's the whole point of string cheese. Yeah, it's the fun part.
It gets so much more tasty when you peel it off.
It does.
That gave Ian goosebumps.
Yeah, that really creeped
literally,
me out.
I watched, he had a visceral reaction to that.
That was gross. That made me cringe.
Like, if you just eat a chunk of string cheese, it's like plastic. It's gross.
Yeah.
But when you peel it off, it releases
tasty.
The flavor.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it does?
Yes.
Okay.
7% go crust first with pizza.
Unless it's stuffed. Stuffed crust?
Stuffed crust is terrible.
It's the worst.
You know what stuffed crust tastes like? It tastes like a crust with unstringed string cheese jammed inside.
But it's so
that's
good,
what
though.
It is. Yeah.
It's so good, though.
No, 90% of the time, I'm not even eating the crust this time. You know? Yeah, no.
Really?
No.
I always eat the crust.
Unless it's a New York style, very thin crust pizza.
Oh, I like thin crust, yeah.
I'm not eating the crust because it's just filler.
I share that opinion with you, Mahoney. Only slim New York slices deserve the crust.
It's become a real point of contention in my marriage. Oh. My wife does not like the cracker thin crust pizza. I love that.
Divorce her.
Yeah.
Call it a day. She doesn't like Dumb and Dumber and cracker thin. What did you talk about before marriage, Dave?
She bamboozled me. Like, you know, she would always listen to my music and now we're at the house, and she's like, Alexa, play Jason Aldean Radio. I'm like, what in the ever-living F is going on here? You tricked me.
You need to
now I have two kids with you.
You need to set up your router to block country music. You can do
can
that.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she'd probably catch on to that.
She's listening right now.
She's not listening. She don't listen to this show.
She's smart. And 1% of people add ice to their cereal.
Who does that?
Why would you do that?
That's not that common. That's 1%, but still.
But speaking of the 1%, how about this? You have to be in the 1% to buy this place. A 15,000 square foot duplex. In Manhattan. It's in Hell's Kitchen.
Wait, you're going to spend $15 million on a duplex?
No. $85 million.
On a duplex?
It's 15,000 square feet, so it's huge.
Don't call it a duplex.
It also comes with, tell me if this sweetens the deal a little bit, two $250,000 seats on the Virgin Galactic flight to space, so you get to go to space.
No.
The condo is also listed as coming with two Rolls-Royce Phantoms, a Lamborghini Roadster, a 75-foot yacht with 5 years of free docking, a year's worth of weekly meals at a restaurant in New York, courtside seats to the Brooklyn Nets basketball games, a year of service from a live-in butler, a private chef, and a summer stay at a mansion in the Hamptons.
Wow.
So what that all
is this guy like in tax trouble? Like, what is going? Why would you? This sounds like everything that you ever wanted. And now you're selling it all for $85 million?
No. I just want to see a picture of it.
See, this what this tells me, as a man who knows a lot about real estate from watching Million Dollar Listing, New York and Los Angeles, is that this property's it's a dog. It's a turd. They are trying to sweeten it up any way they can. It's grossly overpriced at $85 million in New York City. If you're spending that much, you want to pick out your Lamborghini. You want it. If you had that much money, you want the exact one. If you want your Rolls Royce Phantom, it's like when you have that much money, you can literally buy anything. You don't like to you and me. It seems like, oh, that's amazing.
It seems like a sweet deal.
I would love a Lamborghini, but like when you've got $10 billion, you're like, get this junk out of here.
The owner of the firm that's representing this house said that it's for people that want to quickly upgrade to that lavish lifestyle.
I'm going to also put this out there. Speaking of real estate shows, Bethany and, what's the other guy's name? And, I forgot it. She's got a new show. Bethany Frankel.
Bethany Frankel, yeah. All right.
She's got a new show, new real estate show with Frederick. It's like Bethany and Frederick.
Oh, goodness. Okay. How exciting.
Don't watch it. No. It's complete garbage. Does not do million-dollar listings. Completely different producers. Does not do them justice. Don't waste your time on that real estate garbage. She doesn't know what she's doing.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The Friday Five, our five favorite audio clips of the week. Coming in at number five this week, Mahoney, we have got a 911 call. And some 911 calls are not funny. Some are very funny, and some are somewhere in between. And this is probably the one that's somewhere in between because it was a serious situation. But the way that he was talking to the 911 operator is what makes it funny.
A little misogynistic.
Yeah, Lucas Glover is a PGA golfer, and he got into an altercation. His wife probably, we don't know for sure, but probably had a little bit too much to drink.
She threatened to take his kids away and
attacked his mom.
Got into a fight with his mom because he shot a 78 and did not make the cut at the Players' Championship down in Sawgrass.
Wasn't good enough.
This past weekend.
And so she decided that she was going to attack his mom and then attacked him, and then she decided she was going to call 911 to try to flip the script on him. Well, didn't work out quite that way, but when he got on the phone with the 911 operator, that's the funny part.
911, what is your emergency?
I've been attacked by my mother-in-law.
How did she attack you?
Hello?
Hi, this is St. John's County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, hi. Well, I think we've got our lines crossed here. This is the most insane one of the bunch.
Okay, can you tell me what's going on there?
She's trying to blame it on my mother, which is not the case at all. My wife has gone crazy, so.
Okay, does she need fire rescue to come out there and look at her?
No, I don't think anybody needs to come out here. Thank you, love.
Okay. Well, we still have deputies that are coming out there just to make sure that everything is okay there. Can I talk to your wife real quick?
No, you cannot. She is in the house with my daughter, and when the deputies get here, they need to talk to the male. That would be me.
Okay, so she dialed 911, so I need to speak with her so I can find out what's happening from her side.
Well, she's going to lie to you. That's what I'm telling you. That's why I answered her phone.
Hi there.
Hi, is this the person I was talking to originally?
Yeah.
Can I get your name? Can I get your name, ma'am?
Click. And that was it.
He's very condescending as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to
talk to the male. That would be me.
I'm the male. Just in case you missed it, you know, you might have trouble identifying me between a pretty blonde woman and an older lady with gray hair, but I am the male.
I'm the man that plays the golf. Not well, but I shoot it.
I mean, I shot a 78 at Sawgrass.
Sawgrass. Hell of a golf course.
That's a historic course.
So this is a situation that also could have been very serious. Luckily, this guy was okay. It all started with a fight in a truck stop over some peach cobbler.
Oh, boy.
And what makes this number four in the Friday Five this week is that the guy that got shot has quite the sense of humor about it because he said that he's willing to take another bullet in a situation like this. There was a guy at the counter that was yelling at the waitress that was supposed to be serving him peach cobbler. Mm-hmm. There wasn't enough peaches. There was just too much cobbler.
Much cobbler, not enough peaches. You could just call this pea cobbler.
And so this man, whose name is Logan, confronted the individual who was screaming at this waitress. Well, then the guy who was mad about his peach cobbler ran outside, got his gun, and shot Logan.
I'm going to be honest. I thought this was 100% going to be number one this week. So
now we have a lot of really good ones. But here it is, coming in at number four.
He started cussing her out, so I said,
Coke on the counter. I mean, I was like, dude, you ain't gonna talk to them like that. Everybody that comes to this store, knows these women. You know what I mean? That's disrespectful. Over some peaches. Peaches. You want to shoot at me over some peaches, bro? Bah, bah. He reached over the car and shot again, and only thing I could think of was that dumpster. Put up the guns, dude. Take it back. Let's go with these hands. You want to go? Well, I would do it again 100%. Yes, ma'am.
Get these hands, son.
That's my favorite part.
Put up the guns, dude. Take it back. Let's go with these hands.
I love
you
that.
You
want to
go?
That dude's a badass.
100%. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'll do it again.
Fisticuffs is the way gentlemen decide to settle their disagreements.
Fisticuffs at Sawgrass.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's the Friday Five.
Friday Five, got some good ones rolling in this week. Coming in at number three, this one takes us to Spirit Airlines. A woman decided that she was a little upset because she was forced to pay an extra fee to board a plane late. Oh. Now, she said that she got there on time, but they had closed the gates early, and Spirit Airlines, which, by the way, this is definitely a hustle, said, oh, we'll let you on the plane, but for an additional fee. So she was upset when she got on the plane, and she was cursing up a storm like sometimes people do when they get upset.
Well,
and ironically, the flight was coming to right here in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And so she started to go off on Las Vegas a little bit and the Oakland Raiders because somebody was wearing a Raiders shirt or hat.
Yeah.
And she started talking about how much the Raiders suck because she was mad that other people were going to be able to come to Las Vegas without paying the additional $20 fee that she was forced to pay.
She also mentioned that she is a woman of Jesus and that she does not curse.
She does not curse.
She does not curse.
Nope.
This audio may tell a different story, but I'll tell you this much, Dave. I actually like that Spirit Airline will let you on after the gates have closed. You say it's a hustle, but there's lots of airlines that will not. Like, I would gladly, like, let me pay $100. Let me catch my flight right now. Mm-hmm.
No.
And if
I think that's great if they actually do that after they've closed the gates, if they close the gates on time. If they close the gates early, like this woman is accusing them of, and then say, we're going to charge you
to get on. It tells you on your app what time the gates are closed.
That's what she
man.
Said, is that they closed it 20 minutes before they were supposed to. Well, now, I don't know if I believe her necessarily based on what we heard in this audio clip, but somebody on board the plane was kind enough to record her going off and losing her mind, and it comes in at number three.
Spirit actually charged that person for recording her.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not getting off this plane. How y'all going to inconvenience me? I get on the plane, and y'all tell me I got to get off? No, today I'm not. Call them people. Call the marshals. See how you act when you feel with the Holy Spirit. Okay? Yeah. The Raiders. They ain't care about the Raiders. They ain't go, what's up, represent?
Yeah.
They go, what's up, represent?
Yeah.
She gonna rap?
She in a rap or is she like chopping karate blocks?
Yeah.
I would like to hear her narrate some, you know, like War and Peace. I would pick.
What's up, represent?
Yeah.
And see if we can find her to get some voice work done for us, please.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number two in the Friday Five. And this is a good one because it's exclusive audio to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Earlier this week, John Cena, in a very emotional interview, sat down on the Today Show to talk about his breakup with Nikki Bella.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know, there's a lot of things around the house that remind him of her. And so he has to get out of the house daily and just talk to random people. So he gets it off his mind. And they doctored the audio when he was on the Today Show. And we have the exclusive real audio.
You guys are so cold-blooded. He is a man going on national television, sitting next to Kathy Lee and the beautiful Hoda. That's spilling his
probably
heart about how much he loves a woman who left him.
We
are
just after the truth, Mahoney. We're just looking for the truth.
Slandering the great John Cena.
We are not slandering him. We are celebrating John Cena. We just want people to feel how sad and heartbroken. Broken. He
really by playing this audio.
This is the real audio from the Today Show, not that doctored nonsense that they air.
Uh-huh.
All right, so this is John Cena on the Today Show, coming in at number two on the Friday Five.
It's been incredibly reflective, which is amazing, but it's very difficult. I had my heart broken out of nowhere. I still love Nicole. I still would love to marry Nicole. I still would love to have a family with Nicole. I am in my house alone, surrounded by these emotionally strong memories. And every day from 6 to 9, I get out of the house and talk to strangers as social interaction.
And his name is John C.
Oh,
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's the Friday Five.
Coming in at number one in the Friday Five is a great moment from this week. The Vegas Golden Knights came back to Las Vegas, and they beat the Winnipeg Jets, and they're leading the series 2-1. Game number four is this evening, and the Winnipeg Jets are still here in Las Vegas and are going to lose again down at the T-Mobile Arena.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the highlights, though, from the game. Marc-Andre Fleury, there was a fight going on right by the goalie's net, and he took his glove off. And while a player from the Winnipeg Jets was getting punched by a player from the Golden Knights, he just reaches over and just gives him a wet willy. And the guy's like, what the hell is going on here? It's just a great moment. And Marc-Andre Fleury was asked about it after the game.
Marc-Andre, what made you tickle Wheeler there?
I did that? I don't know. I didn't think. I was just sitting there. He was sitting there and people were fighting. I was just trying to have a little smile by myself, and that was it.
I like his explanation. Yeah, very straight to the point.
Yep.
He's a fun guy who's loving life and, you know, playing amazing right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are two wins away from going to the Stanley Cup Finals in our inaugural season.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. 5 o'clock tonight is when the game is going to get started. And one thing I've learned about hockey is they say 5 o'clock is when the game's going to get started. It's really like 5:30. So
yeah,
hopefully that'll give you enough time to like get off work and get to where, you know, whatever bar get or get home calmly or whatever, and just sort of settle in as the game gets set to go off.
If we win our next game, it is going to be monstrous. If you were watching last night, though, you saw that Tampa has come back and tied the series. What a bizarre series that has been, with Washington winning two on the road, and now Tampa winning two on the road. So who knows who we're going to be playing if we make it to the Stanley Cup Finals.
So there's two more pieces of audio that are paired with number one, and one of them is a very smart voicemail that we got. Sylvia, every time that she watches a Golden Knights game, ruins it for the city of Las Vegas, the hardworking players on the Golden Knights, and hockey fans in general.
Yes.
I'm not going to watch it tonight.
This is a voicemail that we got earlier this week, and we took this advice on Wednesday night, and it worked.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, listen, you got to put Sylvia in the bathroom for the game tonight. Otherwise, they're going to lose. Make sure you put her in the bathroom.
Message deleted.
Sylvia, back to the crapper for you.
He says Sylvia.
Sylvia. And also, number one, this is not even inside the arena. Inside the arena was insane the other night. Outside of the arena was insane. This is actually audio from the downtown Las Vegas Event Center where they do watch parties. This is when the Golden Knights won the game on Wednesday, rounding out number one in the Friday Five. Thousands of people at a single watch party. This has become such an awesome thing for our city, and what a great way to end the week this week.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We are just getting word.
I can't do this.
It's top stories.
So, unfortunately, we have to talk about another mass high school shooting that is developing this morning. They are saying 8 to 10 people have been killed at a high school southeast of Houston. This is 20 miles from the house that I have in Houston. I mean, it's an area that I've been many times before. A girl walked into, they're saying it's a female. That's what we know right now. A girl walked into her art class with a gun and started shooting people.
Oh my God.
And it's just horrific. So, again, we have to talk about another goddamn school shooting. Getting really tired of it. But here we are on a Friday morning, and there's families wondering what's going on if their kids have been killed at school.
Can you even imagine a feeling like that?
No, I mean, they posted a thing on Twitter of a girl who goes to the same high school. She's a couple of years younger. Her older sister was in that art class, and she hasn't heard from her, and she's just praying that she lost her phone. But she was in that class, and it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, I can't even imagine
It's just devastating.
Everything that Houston's been through over the last year as well, with the hurricane and the, you know, the devastation that it wreaked there. And then you throw something like this in there. It's just, you know, your hearts go out, you know. It's just, it's so sad. And it is angering as well, you know. It's like my first inclination is to just get so angry that this continues to happen day in and day out. We don't want to talk about this.
No.
This isn't fun. This is, but it's something that's real, and it's something that's happening to our country, so it has to be talked about.
So T.I. got arrested, and Mahoney, you have a neighborhood that has a guard gate to it, right?
I do have a guard in my neighborhood.
We actually saw something happen like this to another celebrity. I'm not talking about T.I. or Mahoney, but Floyd Mayweather, if you recall. Maybe a couple of years ago,
like
he pulled up to his neighborhood in Southern Highlands, didn't have his ID on him.
Yeah.
And he told the guard to let him in. And the guard's like, sorry, if you don't have your ID. And he wasn't driving his vehicle that had the little thing on it. Mm-hmm. I can't let you in. And Floyd melted down in that guard. And there was this huge confrontation. Very similar here to what happened with T.I. But we have the 911 call of T.I. who actually ended up getting arrested for being drunk.
I've been threatened by a resident. And he's here now knocking on the door, threatening me and stuff.
Okay.
You step back, man. Well, you work for me. I asked you to step back. I own property on this property. You have been disrespectfully and unprofessional. I asked you for your name and you will not give it to me. Would you please report yourself to me, sir? Identify who you are. You were asleep, sir. You were asleep, sir.
Okay.
You woke up
drinking or doing any drugs?
Because you were asleep, sir.
Do you want me to stay on the phone with you while they're en route?
Yes, ma'am, you can.
Okay.
You don't have to deal with me, man. When it's all said and done, you try to ignore me, but you don't have to deal with me. You will deal with me.
Just ignore that, okay?
What's going on, man? You're making it worse.
So the story here is that he pulled up to the guard gate and the guy was sleeping, and he wouldn't let him in after he woke up, and it caused this huge scene. I will say that if I owned a house inside of a guard-gated neighborhood and I pulled up and they wouldn't let me in, especially if I was drunk, it would probably go something like that, too.
Really?
Oh,
I've been in a situation like that. Where where I've been in an Uber.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let you in.
It was like a new guard and whatever, you know, and I'm and just like, here's my, like, I was showing him my ID, too, and the guy was just was like new and didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's very frustrating.
You're like,
but
you will let me in or I will instruct this Uber driver to drive his Nissan Altima through the gate. I'll do it. I'm not scared.
Watch me.
I'm not scared.
I was in a Subaru, Dave. Guys, I had all-wheel drive.
I'm not scratching up my Subaru for you.
it's frustrating, you know. I mean, T.I. did sound drunk there, but I understand where he's coming from.
Right?
But like, you got to calm down when the cops get there. Plain and simple, you know. Because if you're the drunk one getting crazy, they don't know all the backstory of what happened. So obviously, they're going to be like, everybody here, it kind of sucks in that, you know, and I feel for Floyd, you know, I don't like Floyd Mayweather
in any way.
He's awful.
Yep.
But when you're like, you know who I am. You know I'm Floyd Mayweather.
You know I own a multi-million dollar estate in here.
Paid athlete in the world. Let me into my house.
Although I am kind of happy that it happened to him.
Because he's a clown. But still, I put myself in that situation. Because I've been
very
there.
Similar.
I've been there.
You guys, a lot of similarities.
I am the lowest paid morning show host in Las Vegas. So let me into my neighborhood.
A Virginia man who was reported missing by his wife has been charged with making false statements regarding claims that he was kidnapped. Larry Wayne Price Jr., 38 years old, was arrested on one count of knowingly and willfully making false, fictitious, and fraudulent statements and representations.
I'm going to just throw this out there right now. If you are over the age of 40 and your middle name is Wayne, you're probably a criminal.
True, but this guy,
38 years old.
So he's right on the cusp. So an investigation began until he was found hours later in Grattan, Virginia. Well, Price told a detective he was kidnapped by two men, unknown white guys, drugged and held against his will until he was thrown in a van and then tossed out of the van near where he was found.
That's scary.
Authorities determined that Price was consensually with another person, though.
Oh.
So this guy, who's actually worth a whole lot of money, turns out he owns the largest house ever built in Billings, Montana. It's a 10-bedroom, three-story mansion with a market value of $10.5 million. So you're like, if somebody's going to get kidnapped, it might actually be this guy,
right? I
mean,
right? If he's got a $10 million house in Billings, Montana,
you would think that you could probably hold this guy for ransom. Turns out he was actually with his mistress, and so he was lying about where he was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of saying you got kidnapped by a motorcycle gang, tell your wife you're at work.
You're going out for milk.
It's another kind of gang.
Yeah.
X107.5 is drums, bass, guitars, vocals, real alternative on X107.5.
Maybe he was tied up.
Was he a gangbanger? I don't know.
Oh.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You know what? I'm just going to go for a two-for-one special right here before the weekend hits. Dave, Ian, what is making you guys happy? Instead of mad, what is making you guys happy? Let us know.
Message deleted.
You want to go first, Ian?
Sure. In 7 minutes, we're doing beer for breakfast.
Okay.
That is what's making me happy.
All right. I got a long list of what's making me happy.
Oh.
I mean, there's a lot of negative news. I mean, we're just talking about, you know, there's a lot of sad things that happen in the world every single day, and today is no exception to that, unfortunately. But it's a beautiful day here in Las Vegas. Our Golden Knights are playing this evening. Very hopeful for the outcome of that game. We were just scolded on the Centennial Toyota text line for talking about any sort of outcome from the game whatsoever. I personally hope for a good outcome tonight. I'll just say that much. That way I don't jinx anything.
We're thinking positive.
We are locking Sylvie in the bathroom for the game, so we are doing our part to ensure that things go our way.
I'm not watching a game, so I'm supporting it.
My beautiful wife is pregnant. We have another one on the way. Very excited about that. There's a lot of good things that are going on in the world, and it's really easy to get caught up in all the negativity.
Yep.
A lot of sadness that goes on out there, and especially when you're on social media all the time, you just see so much of it constantly. Mm-hmm. If you just kind of put that down for a second and look around Las Vegas today at the people around you, the vast majority of people are really good people, and they're good-natured, and they want good things to happen, not just to themselves, but also to others. And just taking a moment and appreciating that is something that I think that we can all do to maybe appreciate there is a lot of good things going on in the world.
Family, your friends, you know, if you look in front of you, you know, and that's usually the last place we look, too.
We just take all that for granted, right?
Yeah. It's there every day. Yeah. It's there every day, and it's got to be there tomorrow, so we don't think about it. But, you know, there's a lot, there's more good than evil in this world, you know, and that's, you know, that gives me hope, at least.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Sylvia, I got one for you. What do you call a man with no nose and no body? Nobody knows.
Message deleted.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers!
Beer for breakfast. Every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Well, it's our favorite time of the week here on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. It's beer for breakfast. Unfortunately, this week, it's being ruined by an appearance by Bossy Rossi. A surprise appearance. He burst into the studio and said, "What's your problem with me today, Farrah?" And I said, "It's the same as every day. You're a horse and son of a bitch."
Yeah, I don't appreciate it. My name has come out of your mouth so much today.
Would you prefer that I take your name out of my mouth? Is that what you're saying?
Keep my name out your mouth.
Are you trying to pull Birdman up in here? Is that what's going on?
Yes.
Do we look like the Breakfast Club? No, this is not the place for it.
I tell you what, let's put our differences aside and have some beer.
I don't have differences. You just crapped
shut
all over me.
Shut your damn mouth and let's have some beer.
Ross.
We are trying to celebrate
a week
of hard work and labor that was so intensive that, you know, we are just barely able to continue, you know, through these last
an
hour.
X107.5 is the North Korea of radio stations, thanks to you.
You are the Kim Jong-un.
We're also the winningest alternative radio station in the country, too. So something is to be said about.
We don't get into that. Yes, the station
Bossy Jong-un
does well, but
Bossy Jong-un.
Bossy Jong-un.
Yeah.
No.
See, that's just what he tells himself. No, we're the best performing radio station in the whole country as he sits in his Kush Palace. Meanwhile, all of the plebes, us, are starving outside of his ivory walls.
You just
trying to put together scraps of food.
Meanwhile, we're getting ready. He's like, hey, Dave says, you want to join us for a beer for breakfast?
Never
and I go,
said that.
Sure. And so I look over at Ian and I go, hey, boy, go on and get me a glass, boy.
And Ian ran out and got him a glass. Yep. So here we go. Let's get into a Mahoney Beer for Breakfast. What are we featuring today?
Today we are featuring the Lost Abbey Veritas. Batch number
not the
19.
Veritas.
Veritas.
I was kidding earlier, people.
That's Lorenzo and Frank Veritas just opened the palms.
The Lost Abbey Veritas, batch number 19. The Lost Abbey Veritas, batch number 19, has 5.8% alcohol by volume. It's a blonde American sour ale. It's being served today from a beautiful but very simply designed 750 milliliter corked bottle that was priced a little high at
$41
per bottle, but it was generously donated to us by our friends over there at Lost Abbey and our radio friend, producer Shelley from down in San Diego.
Thank you.
The five categories in which we rate every single beer for breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's all take a look.
You said it's a blonde. It looks more like a redhead.
Well, it is. Yes, yes. If you will describe to me, Sylvia, what you're seeing.
Like a strawberry? If we're going to say blonde, it's like strawberry blonde.
Okay, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what you're seeing is not strawberry. It's raspberry. That's giving it that pink purplish hue. It is a blonde American sour that was infused with a whole lot of raspberries and then aged in French oak barrels, which is kind of interesting. If you know anything about the process of sours and then aging afterward, a lot of time and effort went into this. The Lost Abbey Veritas batch number 19 pours a very hazy pinkish purple that had a very bubbly and effervescent head. The bubbles in the head were very, very fine.
It just happened.
Stacked up almost like a honeycomb when you poured it.
It happened again. When Mahoney starts thinking about drinking, his mind gets drunk. And so he's like, hazy. It's like his tongue just doubled in size. Hazy.
All right, the next category. All right. Let's all take a big whiff of the Lost Abbey Veritas batch.
Wow, that has got a nose on it.
Wow. Is that something you like, Ian? Is that a smell that you enjoy?
Absolutely. Very complex, though. Very complex. There's a lot going on in this nose.
I will go the other direction. I do not like the smell of this beer one.
No?
I don't love the smell of sours in general. Like, it took me years.
If you smell sour.
I kind of like it, though.
Do you?
Yeah. Because there's a little bit of sweetness.
The nose on sours is off-putting. The taste on some of them is not. Well, it took me years to get into the realm of enjoying sours.
Yeah, takes a lot of acclimation of the taste buds.
It does. I think this has got a very sharp nose. It's big, intense, lots of those raspberries. They're a little light oak, but there is a definite sourness that permeates out of the glass when you take a big whiff of the Veritas batch number 19.
It reminds me of Manischewitz.
What is that?
Manischewitz?
Like Jewish wine. Like, it reminds me of my childhood at Passover when they were passing the wine, I would smell it. It always smelled like a fruity.
At Passover, meaning at the house when his mom would say, drink this and shut up, kid.
Stop it. Don't make fun of my heritage.
I'm not making. It's not your heritage to get drunk at home with your mom when you're
racist,
seven.
Dave.
I'm not racist. It's not against a race of people. It's against you individually, okay? Has nothing to do with it.
Smells like Manischewitz to me.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but I will take your word for it.
You're full of Manischewitz.
All right, people. Let's all cheers to another week of hard work. Cheers to you, Bossy.
Cheers to you.
Sylvia, Dave.
Hard labor.
Cheers to Ian.
Let's all take a enjoy the Veritas batch number 19.
Okay.
Yep.
So it seems like the nose on this, I mean, it's a very intense flavor.
I thought I was going to hate it. I really did. I thought I was going to hate it. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I do. Much like the nose, though, it's complex. Mm-hmm. You almost, it feels like you're drinking a sour candy in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it has a little bit of sweetness in there as well.
There is a sweetness to it. Yeah,
but it's very good. You also really get that berry as well. So it's almost like you're having a candy sour jam sandwich.
But it's also not so sweet that or so sour that it's like overpowering.
It's a really interesting balance.
You usually don't join us, but is this something that you would enjoy or not?
Yeah, it's not the type of beer that you could sit there and chug.
Oh, no, this is not a crushable beer at all.
But definitely, it's to sit here and sip and enjoy. I like it. It's not heavy either.
Very light. And you have recently become a fan of sours after we introduced you to one of the Modern Times cherry sours. Yes. This is a raspberry sour. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely excellent. I love the fact that you're correct. Very, very sweet. Has that very traditional sour taste, but also I could taste the barrels.
Yeah, you get the oak.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. Definitely. And they
aged them for a year in French oak barrels.
And that's why I love sours. Again, the complexity of the drink.
Kind of thought that was like a Craigslist thing. Like, I want to taste your barrels.
No? It's aged in barrels? I don't know. In my opinion, sours are kind of like craft beer calculus. Yeah. You don't just jump right in without a little bit of previous experience and working your way through some of the other styles out there. The Lost Abbey Veritas batch number 19.
You're pretty proud of that, aren't you?
What?
Well, your first line of that.
I thought that was some pretty good
craft beer calculus.
I thought that was some pretty good
writing. That's pretty good. That's pretty good writing.
I don't put a lot of effort into a lot of stuff.
Bossy and Rossi and I were looking at each other. You could just tell Mahoney's like, oh, not only did I write that well, I delivered it well.
Puffed his chest out, too.
He did.
Delivering greatness, man. Mm-hmm.
Greatness.
The Lost Abbey Veritas batch number 19. It's an interesting take on Blonde American Sour. It's the nose. It's like the nose. There's a lot of intense raspberry flavors that come rushing at first, but it still keeps true to the Blonde American Sour roots. It's not overpowering, actually very balanced with that sweetness along with the sour. It's not overpowering. The alcohol is almost undetectable in this beer at 5.8% alcohol by volume. I think the taste on this is amazing. The mouthfeel, this is very light bodied. I'd almost call it crisp. The like I described in the look of the beer, like the head on this particular beer, just so fine, almost like, I guess you would say, like almost like a champagne-esque bubble in there as well. It's crisp, it's refreshing. The drinkability on this, though, this is not a beer for everyone. I mean, I think there are going to be plenty of people out there who are going to try this beer and are going to go, wow, that beer sucks. But if you were a fan of sours, or if you kind of like, a little bit of...
I'm not a fan of sours, and I don't even like sour candy, and I still like this beer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's not a beer for everybody. Price point, very high. You can find it on tap a little bit cheaper. Mm-hmm. But I would say, as far as the style goes, this is one of the best sours, one of the fruit sours that I've ever had in my entire life.
Name of it again?
The Lost Abbey Veritas batch number 19.
That means truth in Latin.
Does it?
Yes.
It's a dead language, Dave. I would say if you have a chance to try this, absolutely do. It is amazing. The guys at Lost Abbey knocked it out of the park again, and truly a masterpiece. There's a reason why these guys continue to win gold medals at the Great American Beer Fest.
You want a drum roll?
Can I get a drum roll? Right. Oh!
Oh, boy.
Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy. I give the Lost Abbey Veritas batch number 19 a 4.3 out of 5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, it's time for another show brought to us by our friends at Living Spaces for an unbeatable selection of the latest styles and great values. Visit us at livingspaces.com to shop online or find a store near you. Some 41 tickets up for grabs. Here is the question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
For me, it was I can never live ever again.
Why?
I was a huge fan in high school. And then my very first girlfriend that I ever had.
She broke up with you?
You know, we would listen to together all the time. Why does that sound like a game of bleep BS? It sounds really dirty.
It was a band that Mahoney was a big fan of back in the day. And I think most people that grew up around the same time that we did, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, big fan of this particular band, especially most guys were fans of it because there was girls that were fans of it.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, it'd be that sweet love making music or the sweet music they'd be playing when you thought you were going to be making love, but really, you were just sitting there watching Titanic again.
The music you put on when you're alone in your parents' basement and you got to take care of business by yourself.
702-791-1075 is the phone number. Sum 41 is playing at Brooklyn Bowl at the Link Thursday, May 24th. That is next Thursday. They're celebrating their 15th anniversary. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Dave Matthews.
Oh, Vivian. Wait a minute. Your name is Dave Matthews Band?
Are you drunk?
It's a solid name.
Were you drinking this morning? What's going on?
Dave, who's the band?
Dave Matthews.
Oh, boy.
What's your name?
Vivian, congratulations to you. Thank you for listening this morning.
Thank you.
How old are you, Vivian?
How old am I?
Yeah.
23.
It's been a rough morning?
Yeah.
What is going on, right? Are you being tickled right now? Yeah, what's happening?
No, I'm at work being coerced by my coworker to do this.
Oh, so you don't even like this stupid radio show. Your coworker's making you do it.
Yeah.
So you're lying to us. Well, wow. She was honest about that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't like us either. So, yeah.
Vivian, congratulations. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
As painful as it is.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.